peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whereon this rhyme immortal is found in script of gold, who there my cross has shared finds here a crown prepared. Who there with me has died shall here be glorified. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross, all looked like it was lost. The disciples who had believed in him, all hope was gone. To Mary, his mother, it was the end. To the mortal eye, it looked as if God had lost and the devil had won. There had hung on that cross the world's great Redeemer. Now he was dead, defeated, and humiliated. But that's not it. No. There's a lot more. Today we rejoice that the story of our faith has not ended. That age-old enemy, death, had done its worst on Calvary. It had its way with the Son of God. It sank its dreadful teeth into the author of life. Ah! But its success was short-lived. Its dominion over the souls of men that was brought to an end on the first day of the week, when early in the morning our Lord Jesus rose from the dead. This is where we find Mary in our gospel today. The gospel tells us she had gone to the tomb of Jesus early in the morning on that first day of the week just to see. But she had gone to do what was supposed to do when a loved one had died. St. Matthew's gospel picks it up at the point where Mary and even the other women had come to the tomb and explains, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The women, still in shock from the events of Good Friday, that he who has been the promised Messiah, was now dead. Yet this morning now they face the sight of this glorious angel whose appearance was like lightning and whose clothing was white as snow. The guards that were there, they were frightened stiff. But the angel says to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. And then come those simple yet joyously beautiful words. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. See the place where he lay. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. All was not lost. Death did not have the last word. Their faith was not in vain. The humiliation and death of the Son of God was part of God's plan to reconcile sinful men to himself. It was necessary that the Christ should suffer, be crucified, and be raised up again on the third day. Over and over, Jesus had told his disciples these words, trying to prepare them for what was to come. But it was not until he rose from the dead and appeared to them that the glory of the Lord shone to them oh so brightly. Good Friday was God's answer to sin. It was about God making restitution for sins by punishing them in his Son. Easter today is God's answer to death. Easter is about God proving to the world that he had accepted the sacrifice of his Son as the payment. Together, Good Friday and Easter mean that your sins are forgiven in Christ and that through him you have the victory over death and the grave. And what better way to celebrate God's victory over sin and death than to have a feast? What better way to celebrate the Lord's triumph over the grave than to dine at his holy table? Indeed, the Lord is good. He has risen. He's not in the grave, but here, with us in the salutary gift of his holy supper. The prophet Isaiah had foretold God's victory over sin and death, as well as the celebratory feast that God himself would prepare. He said, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. God kept his promises and destroyed our greatest enemy in all the death. He did it by the death and resurrection of his Son. And in his rich grace, he has also given to us a feast of rich food in his supper of his Son's body and blood. For what can be richer, what can be more satisfying than the very bread of heaven itself? This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah. It is not merely imagined that Jesus himself dined with us. It is no mere symbol of a far distant Savior. It is the risen Christ himself who steps into our midst and feeds us with his crucified and risen flesh and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, life, and salvation. What a marvelous antidote this is to our fear of death and judgment. What glorious comfort there is for Christians this day. Not only do we hear the news that our Lord has defeated death, we also get to celebrate that victory by feasting at his holy table. Is it any wonder, therefore, that from the very beginning, the Christian church gathered on Sunday to hear the teaching of the apostles and to break bread? After all, this is the day that God put the breath and life back into his Son for us and for our salvation. This is the day that Christ appeared to Peter and the other disciples who had been chosen as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. One can easily see why Easter is the chief festival of the whole church year and why every Sunday is a mini celebration of that first Easter. Now, on the one hand, this validates and gives meaning to everything that our Lord said and did during his earthly ministry. Now there can be no doubt that his words were true. Now there can be no doubt that he is the Son of God. Nor can there be any doubt that God has forgiven all of your sins. Now, on the other hand, the same could be said of the church and the works done within her. If the Lord is risen, then our faith is not in vain. There can be no doubt that baptism truly is a washing away of your sins. There can be no doubt or uncertainty that Holy Communion is truly a life-giving feast of forgiveness. There can be no doubt that the absolution spoken in the name of the triune God is truly the word of the risen Christ sounding forth from the lips of his called servants to comfort frightened sinners like me and you. This is perhaps the best part of Christ's triumphant resurrection. All doubt is gone. All uncertainty about God. All uncertainty about God's attitude toward us. Any and all uncertainty about the extent of God's love, nor anything about the truthfulness of God's promises. All that uncertainty must depart. Anyone who has borne a heavy cross, anyone who has thought in moments of difficulty that God has forgotten them. Anyone who thought that their faith was in vain or that their lives were utterly futile, rejoice. Your Savior has risen and lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Hallelujah. We give thanks to God for preparing for us a feast of victory in this salutary gift of the Lord's Supper that we share today. Christ has risen. The victory he has won. We rejoice that death didn't have the last word with Jesus, and nor does it with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.